Welcome back to another episode of Trigger. This is episode number 570, Wednesday, August 6th. I'm Corey and Ganimort. Here with me, as always, Matt Vespa.
Hola.
Hola, muchacho. Another busy week. Lots to cover on this episode. A lot of fun topics, especially like the redistricting.
Yeah.
It's a battle that we're winning right
now.
Yeah,
it is.
We'll get to that in a little bit. Big Balls. It lives up to his name.
Got stomped on in the district.
Attorney General Ken Paxton in Texas is trying to expel Texas Democrats if they don't return to work. I love this. It looks like Republicans are finally found their big balls.
Yes.
And it's a good thing to see. But speaking of big balls, I think I've said that three times already by now. This past weekend, we saw that there was a Doge employee who was severely attacked and injured in Washington, D.C. because there's a bunch of lawless teenagers always taking over this city. Hey, you're laughing, but it's true.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's like there are hordes of kids.
There are curfews now in place because Muriel Bowser can't get her city in order because all these kids are running wild, and it's an unsafe place to visit. It's a real shame. This is the nation's capital. Everyone should feel safe in their own nation's capital. No. But
they're roaming gangs of Utes.
It's not the
case. The Utes are out of control.
So we got a little kind of a preview of the news that Big Balls was the guy who ended up getting hurt. Donald Trump went to Truth Social a couple days ago, and he said, just like we said, local youths and gang members, some only 14, 15, and 16 years old, are randomly attacking, mugging, maiming, and shooting innocent citizens at the same time knowing that they will almost immediately be released. They are not afraid of law enforcement because they know nothing ever happens to them, but it's going to happen now. So he goes on saying that it's time for the federal government to take over Washington, D.C. and clean the shit up. What do you think about that?
It might be time. I mean, this first of all, Big Balls is a hero.
Yeah.
He was trying. A woman was being carjacked by this gang, and he stepped in and saved the woman, but then he got, like, brutally beaten. That Truth Social post came with the photo of Big Balls being beaten, bloodied, and I think he's concussed. So, yeah, this is ridiculous. First of all, like, I understand the concept of curfews. Shouldn't happen. Like, if they got the together. Right. So, I think that we should federalize it. I think we should roll in tanks. I think we should have drones and surveillance and all sorts of cool shit to get the Utes under control.
Until they're under
the National Guard, fix bayonets, and then, you know, just, you know, I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying.
Can we deport them? I don't know.
No. But I'll just, by any means necessary, that's all I'll say. Law and order, by any means necessary, because this is just, it's out of control. Like, it isn't like, what? So most of the city is like, they have to be off the streets by 11. And then by, like, the waterfront, it's, like, 8 p.m. or something?
Yeah.
I saw that, first of all, there's two different curfews in the city, which is just do not.
Depends what part of town you live in, I guess.
Yeah.
So the big going on when this Truth Social further with Donald Trump talking about the youths that are out of control, he said the law in D.C. must be changed to prosecute these minors as adults and lock them up for a long time, starting at age 14.
Oh,
so he wants to lower the age to lock these people up until 14. And what's very important about that number is that currently adult crime in Washington, D.C. is prosecuted by the U.S. attorney, which is now Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Yeah.
But juvenile crime is supposed to be prosecuted by D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwalb. Now, Brian Schwalb has a history of letting go criminals. They catch and release
in another way, not exactly
what it's the term is used for. But they show up to court, they say, okay, you're dismissed, come back, and they'll never ask him to come back again. So if he lowers the age to 14 when you can be prosecuted as an adult, well, that's now Judge Jeanine Pirro prosecuting these cases. Maybe crime will get cleaned up. Obviously, there'll be some federal judge who reverses this once Donald Trump...
but then you just ignore the judge.
Yeah, then you ignore the judge.
But
Brian Schwalb has a history of letting go criminals... always. He said there was a story last year. There was a homicidal carjacking spree in the city. January 31st of last year, there was a panel in D.C. Residents were all voicing their frustrations. And they demanded accountability from city leaders to address the violent crime. And D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwalb, his response was, "We cannot prosecute and arrest our way out of it."
Yeah, you can.
Well, why the f*** not?
Yeah, you can. That's bull.
You need a deterrence.
Yeah.
in order for people not to commit the crimes. If they know that they're going to, well, not going to prosecute and arrest their way out of it, well, then I'm just going to completely continue carjacking innocent civilians.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But shout out to Big Balls, who really lived up to his nickname.
Yeah.
One of the youngest DOGE employees in the department. He's also a very brave individual. Mike Lee says that he should be rewarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for what he did.
Yeah.
And hell, we should. So that's the latest going on in our great capital. Where Vespa and I have the unfortunate privilege of living right next to. We don't live in the city, but we're right next to it.
Yeah, we're right next to it. We're across the river. Which is no longer a border anymore because now they're pouring across the river.
Yeah.
it's true. It's like the Rio Grande. All these goddamn illegals are pouring across the river.
Yeah, speaking of illegals crossing the border into the state of Texas, Texas has found themselves in the middle of a really fun battle right now. The redistricting battle.
Yes.
It's really taken off. So the maps have been redrawn. The proposed new map would give Republicans 5 new seats in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
The U.S. House of Representatives. Democrats are freaking their shit out right now because they don't have a way to course correct this. They have all this brilliant idea of gerrymandering their own states, but the problem with that, Vespa, is
there are no Republicans in those states.
they already did it.
Yeah, they already did it too. But it's like there's no Republicans in those states. So like, who cares? Like, oh my God, California's becoming more Democrat than ever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. So who gives a f-?
What do they have? I think 52 congressional seats in California. Yeah. 13 of them are held by Republicans
Whatever.
Now?
Yeah, fine. But it doesn't. I mean, go ahead. I mean, it's legal. I'm not gonna like cause a fuss over this because they do it, we do it. Not to mention these 5 districts, by the way, are in the majority Hispanic congressional districts.
Yep.
So it can happen. It's going to happen. It's nothing new. Them fleeing to one of the most gerrymandered states in the country, Illinois, is just hilarious. And the way that you know that they've completely lost the messaging war is that one of the congressmen chastised the media this week, saying, I keep seeing these headlines that we fled. We didn't flee. This is fighting. I'm like, yeah.
They ran away.
Yeah, even CNN views it as a stunt. Restaurants have been issued. Governor Abbott has threatened to expel these members if they don't return to work. I think it would be hilarious if the FBI rounds them up.
Oh, my God.
And
the optics of that would be
amazing. Yeah, he's been asked. Kash Patel has been asked to deploy federal resources to find these clowns. And so they're
Wait
doing
the
they're,
for,
yeah
for
sorry let's go back before that. They fled so that the state legislature wouldn't have a quorum. Wisconsin Democrats did this with Act 10 with Scott Walker eons ago. They're gonna come back just like in Wisconsin they came back. So I just find it really funny that like
it's
gerrymandering.
Honestly,
Corey, this act only happened because Trump was elected president. It's never happened before ever.
Right.
That's how they're acting.
Yeah. Well, it's actually happened only 1 year ago. Do you know, Vespa, that New York gerrymandered and changed their districts last year in 2024?
Yes, they did, as did Maryland and California.
But somehow it's a constitutional crisis and a threat to democracy that Texas is doing it right now. Even Stephen Colbert had the big fat governor, not Chris Christie, Pritzker from Illinois on his show last night.
Yeah.
He even asked him. I can't believe it.
He whipped out a map.
Yeah, he whipped out a map.
He's like, hey,
governor, this Illinois map looks pretty gerrymandered to me. Can you explain it to me? And he said, well, the difference is that we did it every 10 years during the census count. Texas is doing it in the middle of the 10 years, so therefore it's not allowed.
Yeah.
But remind you, Pritzker, New York did it 1 year ago, and it helped their district stay Democrat because they were turning a little purplish. They didn't have to worry about it, and they stayed blue.
Yeah.
So Pritzker is a lying piece of
Look at our state, home state.
Virginia.
Home
state. Yeah,
home state.
From
yeah,
Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, there's congressional districts that I shit you not are probably 2 blocks of Jersey City.
Yeah.
And it's a congressional district.
Yeah.
So get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, there's 12 seats in New Jersey, 3 of which are held by Republicans.
They don't have enough to gerrymander. I think, over a third of this House Democratic Caucus comes from 3 states, all of which are deep blue.
Mm-hmm.
okay, go ahead and gerrymander. You're not gonna.
And we're gonna do it too.
Yeah.
And if the whole country is gerrymandered, it'll be actually be a better representation of of the U.S. Yeah. And representation.
None of this independent redistricting commission bullshit. Just gerrymander. Yeah. I'm pro gerrymandering. Yeah. I'm okay with it. They do it. We do it. Shut the fuck up, and you know, just take. You know, just I guess in this case, if you're a Texas Democrat, you just gotta grab your ankles and just let it happen
and take it.
And just take it and just effing take it, because it's just not. It's just it's there's no stopping. There's no stopping this.
Yeah. No. Well, and so Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, as you said, he's going to try to expel these Texas Democrats if they don't return to work by Friday. That's in
that's
2 days
funny.
From now.
Yeah.
Granted, it's going to take quite a bit of legal barriers to jump through, but that's his plan. So he's planning to move forward. Paxton said he would begin asking Texas courts on Friday to remove the Democrats if they don't return to Austin. He said Democrats have abandoned their offices by fleeing Texas, and a failure to respond to a call of the House constitutes a dereliction of their duty as elected officials. Starting Friday, any rogue lawmakers refusing to return to the House will be held accountable for vacating their office. The people of Texas elected lawmakers, not jet-setting runaways looking for headlines. If you don't show up to work, you get fired. Strong statement by Haxton. We'll see if it holds water. The legal process to remove the lawmakers will likely take a lot of time.
Shit.
He'll have to file a case against each individual absent Democrat.
Yeah. Listen, their response was just comical. They did the come and take it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what, guys? You can't say that when you flee like a bunch of pussies to Illinois. You just can't. At least Davy Crockett stayed at the Alamo and got when everyone was being slaughtered by the Mexicans in Santa Ana. Like, at least they fucking stayed. And
any relation to Jasmine?
I know, right? Yeah, I was the best. Yeah, I know. I wonder if Jasmine is related to the great late Davy Crockett. Maybe not. I'm just like, oh my god,
this he was on Joe Kern.
Fucking hilarious!
Wow.
But yeah,
it's called the weave.
Yeah, it's just like you can't fucking do the come and take it when you've like run away.
Yeah, and you don't own any guns anyway. Yeah, so I guess we will come and take
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, we have taken it. It's done.
So Barack Obama takes it to Twitter. He says, "We can't lose focus of what matters right now. Republicans in Texas are trying to gerrymander district lines to unfairly win 5 seats in next year's midterm elections. This is a power grab that undermines our democracy."
Oh my God! Shut
back
the
up democracy.
With that, back with all that freaking shit. Shut up, Barry.
All that's needed.
Yeah, don't you have your man to take care of? What's his name? Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
Michelle.
By the way,
Michelle.
Do you see he just sold one of his, I guess his only, I don't know if he's got multiple, his Martha Vineyard mansion for 30,
oh, after he killed the cook?
Yeah, $37 million. Unclear whether the cook is included in the sale.
I know, Jesus Christ. I think that's a divorce sale.
Ooh, maybe.
Could be a divorce
sale. Is that a prediction?
It wouldn't shock. That podcast, that when he was the guest on Mike's podcast, was the most uncomfortable, cringy I've ever seen in my life. Like, this is a marriage?
Yeah.
There's no way that this was like a loving marriage. It was just like, I think they're turkey baster kids, frankly. There's no way. It's just weird. And then, you know, him like talking about like, you know.
Which him?
Oh, I know, right? Well, first of all, yeah, that's true.
You talking about Mike or Barack?
Both.
Anyway, if you haven't watched it, we
don't watch it. No, don't watch it, please. You'll fry your retinas.
Gavin Newsom is taking to Twitter too. He's just having a complete panic attack because he knows there's limited things that he can do.
Doesn't he have a state to rebuild?
Yeah, you
like,
would
like what the fuck is he doing?
Right,
Gavin.
Yeah, his shit's going. His state's going down the shitter. He responded to DC Drano on Twitter, who pointed out how many blue states there were with zero Republican House seats. And Gavin Newsom responded as like, oh, well, Republicans gerrymander too. He said, red states with zero Dem House seats include Oklahoma, Arkansas, Iowa, Utah, Nebraska, Idaho, Montana, West Virginia, Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Okay, that's fine. I don't think that you can gerrymander, like factually, gerrymander a state with only one congressperson representing that state. Yeah, it's no, kind of impossible to include it on this list that Gavin Newsom wrote. Yeah, Wyoming only has one, Alaska only has one, and South Dakota only has one congressman. Yeah. But Newsom thinks they were gerrymandered somehow. Maybe he doesn't know
that's really funny, actually.
Definition of gerrymander means.
I feel like Mugatu and Zoolander. Yeah. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills with all this. Like, this is not a debate.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows this.
We're winning.
Out. Exactly. We're winning when they're freaking out. But, like, this is nothing new. What the f*** is happening? What? Everyone's retarded. I think that's what it is.
It sure is. I just don't remember the media covering it with this fury.
Oh, no. It's because they have nothing to do. They have nothing to do. And frankly, no one cares. This is very much an inside baseball type thing.
Yeah. Other things going on this week. The first subpoenas over Jeffrey Epstein are coming. Did you see who was on the list, Vespa? Clearly you did because you wrote about it.
Hillary Clinton and Bill. And it's just this is all happening in October.
And this is behind closed doors, I assume.
Yeah,
right?
It's behind closed doors, which means that they're going to plead the fifth.
Yeah.
They're going to get Perkins Coie to
represent.
And they're going to plead the fifth, and they're going to leave, and then we're going to be like, so then we can ask, why did you plead the fifth? Did you kill Jeffrey?
Yeah. Well, James Comer says he's finally going to get to the bottom of this, but I still remember when Comer promised an impeachment of Joe Biden was coming.
Yeah,
I'm still waiting for that post-presidency.
Republicans have been overpromising on some aspects of this, and he's not the only one. Pam Bondi.
Well,
Pam.
Certainly Pam, but I mean, the MAGA base wants to see accountability for these people. There's got to be pressure as hell on Pam Bondi to come through with something.
This is going to be a slow drip, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you see what Ghislaine Maxwell said about basically when she sat with Todd Blanche. We now know that she said, I've never seen Donald Trump act in an inappropriate way that would cause a problem in my entire time in that 9-hour sit down. And sure, she's gunning for a pardon. Sure, her case is on appeal before the Supreme Court. But, you know, again, like, it's not, I don't know why people are like, he's in the Epstein files. Like, of course he's in the Epstein files, along with hundreds of other people who have done dealings with this man over 20 plus years because he was a wealthy New York financier.
Yeah.
But
there's no paintings of Donald Trump
across the couch in a blue dress. Oh, my God. Bill. Oh, my God.
I think Bill's got a lot more to answer
for. Oh, my God. So, like, again, this is going to be, you know, fleshing out what's credible, what's not. That's the difference between what we're trying to do, releasing all the credible evidence, not the documents that are knowingly false. They're planted. Yeah, they're in there. That's why Democrats on the Hill, besides having nothing to to do because they're losers, but they want all that false information to come out. Like, that's, you know, the whole release, all the documents, so they can weaponize the fake information to use against Donald Trump. Because you can create an encyclopedia volume size of steel-like dossiers based off the fake news that's in those files.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And for some reason, Thomas Massie decides to be like Liz Cheney on this. It's kind of disappointing. So this is going to be a while. And remember, like, we're starting from scratch because all these people thought that Trump would never come back again. So it was never analyzed. It was in burn bags.
Yeah,
we found that out. Well, Anna Paulina Luna revealed she basically fucking said it, that Epstein files were in the burn bags along with the Russia collusion docs that the Biden DOJ FBI tried to destroy, that were found by Cash Patel.
The
Durham appendix was in there. So
So the left is
we still got a lot of deep state going on, and.
CNN thinks the White House is really struggling with all this information. They reported that J.D. Vance was set to hold a strategy meeting about Epstein at his house.
What?
They reported that this morning, a few hours later.
Let me guess. Not true.
Yeah. VP Vance's office flatly denied the reporting from his comms director. The CNN fiction.
Why can't they do their fucking jobs? This is almost as bad as when... during the Russia collusion shit, the WikiLeaks key, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was revealed. No, it was already made fucking public, you idiots. Mm-hmm. It's on the goddamn time stamp.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. So.
Manu Raju had to eat shit on that one.
Vance is not hosting a meeting at his house about the Epstein docs, but he is right now polling pretty well.
Yeah.
In the 2028 way too early primary.
Oh my God,
man. He is plus 26 point favorability advantage over Marco Rubio among Republicans. That is a huge number. I mean, Marco Rubio, if there's anyone who would challenge Vance, might be Marco, just because he's very popular in the administration. He's got a number of roles. But he's got...
This is too early, though.
Yeah, it's way too early. Yeah. But it's fun to think about.
It is.
Vance has got a huge lead right now. And you remember...
although you know me, bro, Corey.
What's that?
I'm Trump third term.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Trump third term. Listen, constitutional obstacles be damned. He should run again.
President for life?
Don't try me with a good time. Hell yeah, man.
Well, Trump...
We're in a national emergency. We got crazy Democrats who want to like let all the illegals rape and kill us all. They want to bankrupt the country with their bullshit Green New scam. I think we can't trust these people with our security. It's a national emergency. And I think, frankly, he should just stay in office and round up the Democrats.
Yeah, we could send all those Democrats. The new alligator Alcatraz is actually in Indiana now. Did you hear him? Speedway Slammer.
Oh, take him to the Slammer.
Speedway Slammer.
And we can manage, you know. I mean, basically, I think that the Congress and the judiciary should be rolled into the executive, and you know, during this time of emergency. But yeah, you know,
Speedway Slammer.
Yeah, Speedway Slammer.
If you have any suggestions, email us at trigger@townhall.com. Where should the next one be, and what should it be called? I really want to know. We could have some fun with this. We'll read some of them out loud next week if you send us trigger@townhall.com. But there'll be plenty of cover this coming week, and we'll do it again next week. All right,
Vesna? Sounds good, man.
All right. Well, if you have any comments, email us again at trigger@townhall.com. If you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. You can use promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership in this exclusive club of patriots. You will not only be directing funding to us here at Triggered and get access to Triggered Uncensored, which is also ad-free, but you'll get all other VIP members-only content, like Matt Vespa's VIP columns, Kurt Schlichter's, Katie Pavlich's VIP columns. The list goes on and on. Please help us fight the people destroying our country. Thanks to all of you who have already become VIP members. It means the world to us, and those who aren't, we love you anyway. Don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tech algorithm. Vespa, see you next week.
Yes, sir. Yep, see you then.